Let's recap how it went. And as we mentioned, it was a hot start for the Pilots, and the freshman Austin Rapp got it going early. Max McKinnon with the steal. Ahead to Mašić. To Rapp. He'll fire three in transition. All three of those. And Askew needs an early timeout. 7-0. It was an 11-2 run overall for Portland to start out before Long Beach State kind of found their sea legs. And when it wasn't Austin Rapp hitting from deep, it was Chris Austin getting to the bucket. Pressure in the backcourt. Going to try to force Portland to use all 7 seconds. Chris Austin gets it. One-on-one with Denson. Downhill. Gets underneath. High off the glass with the right hand is good. 18-13 is there. And then it was all about Austin Rapp from deep. And it is a one-point game, 19-18. Portland by a single digit. Mašić now throws up top. Rapp, catch and shoot, three, buries it. But from there, Long Beach State went on a little 7-0 run of their own. It was Rapp again to end it. Coming to him, then they lob it up to Todd Jones Jr. Off the baseline, it's McKinnon. Hands on the dribble. Finds two. Rapp wide open. Pump fake. He'll fire a three. Got it. Portland went on another run of their own after that three, and it was fueled by defense at the other end by the big man, Jermaine Balasager-Webb. Good execution, great find by Vince, who was in the air underneath the hoop and had to fire it out. Askew trying to back down. They find Lloyd blocked by Balasager-Webb. Portland leading by four at that point. The Beach got it to within two, and it was Austin Rapp to close out the half for Portland. We're down to 10 on the shot clock. Mašić cradling the dribble up top. Denson right into him. Now he's got to go. Screen from Rapp. Turns the corner. Pulls it back. Rapp, catch and shoot. Three. Got it! 35-30 at the break. Long Beach State would come out and get it tied up there early on, but this is when the rest of the Pilots went to work. Todd Jones Jr. down low getting it done. Mašić, foul on extended left, screen coming from Jones, turns the corner, downhill, skip pass, Jones, two-handed flush, that's how the pick and roll is supposed to work. And then that spurred another Pilot 7-0 run, finished off by Micah Ballou. Todd Jones Jr. pushed out beyond the arc for the catch, looking for cutters, it's Ballou, pull up 17-footer straight away, beautiful catch and shoot. And all that shooting started to open things up for the drivers. It was Jones finishing the alley-oop. Now we're going to see a little zone pressure from Long Beach State. A little different look. McKinnon beats it down the hill. Lobs to Todd Jones Jr. at the rim for the alley-oop dunk. 49-42, and Portland hanging out in that 6 to 8 point range. And every time Long Beach State was seemingly ready to make a run, the Pilots would answer. This time it's Max McKinnon. 58-53, Portland by five. They have led the entire second half most of the way here, led by as many as 10 just a few moments ago. Rapp into the right corner, McKinnon, catch and shoot, three, buried it. 61-53, that was the last field goal the Pilots would make. They'd get two free throws from Chris Austin. It was Vukašin Mašić with a chance with a 1-1 to get him back up in the final seconds. He missed it, and that set up the final seconds. Free throw. Missed it. Askew with a chance to tie or win it with a three. Screen up high. Rapp out on top. Can't get free. Fires a three at the buzzer. No good. And the Pilots escape Long Beach State with the win.
And that was it. 63-61.